And Mike and Mike Off Air Podcast number 21. Yes, it's old enough to drink now. Mike Pesto just said that. I wasn't smart enough to think that up, but pretty funny.
Someone check our ID.
Yes.
So before we dive into anything, how was Christmas for you?
Absolutely amazing. I got to tell you, this having a grandson thing, a baby grandson. I have a 21-year-old granddaughter. Seeing Christmas through the eyes of a 3-year-old again is pretty, pretty neat. And he got to have two Christmases because his parents obviously have their house and we live in ours. And they decided to go with my other daughter and her guy up to that gentleman's family's thing in Reedley. So we had Aiden for Christmas Eve night.
Okay.
So we woke up. We just went straight to their house.
Gotcha.
So, boom, he could see what Santa had done. And it was so exactly what you hope for. And my gosh, I know he enjoyed it so much. And then they came back to Nana and Papa's house and got to see all the things that we got for him. So that kid is spoiled sideways, and it was a blast. And we did the usual turkey dinner, and it was I'm still eating it. I had turkey noodle casserole today. Hello. It was pretty awesome. How about you and your families up in Pacific Grove?
Well, our kids once again got three Christmases, as they typically do. It was Saturday at my mom's in Paso, so a Christmas Eve. Then Christmas Eve was a traveling day to get to Pacific Grove. And then Christmas Day was there with presents. And then we got back to Visalia Tuesday night, so they got to open presents there. So they got three doses of it.
Very cool. Was the drive nuts anywhere?
Was getting back to Fresno, through Fresno from Pacific Grove. Not in the usual spots, though. So it would be free and clear where I'm used to it backing up, where I know you go from three lanes to two and things like that. But in the middle of what I thought would be open highway, suddenly there's a stop. And I never saw anywhere what the problem was. Maybe people saw Santa flying up and they looked up and they shouldn't have been
Rudolph,
doing that.
Right
attention.
Over there.
So something happened.
Uh-oh.
Christmas morning. Well, the Christmas morning that we had at my mom's. So this would have been Saturday. This is a nightmare of mine come true.
Uh-oh.
I have had this fear forever because I, without patting myself on the back too much, I am usually an incredibly thoughtful gift giver. I'm the one that when my nephews were still little, the toy that I would get them would be the one that they would play with for the next 2 or 3 weeks solid until it broke. And I would get the text from my sister, how do you do it every year that you always, you don't even live with them, but yet somehow you know what to get them better than we do. I'm like, I think I've told you before, I like walking around with keeping that person in mind through malls, through toy stores, Toys R Us, when they were still open. And
God, I miss that place.
Eventually something just jumps at me and always has. So like 1 year for Christmas, I got my nephew this fire truck.
Yeah.
That actually had a little compartment where you fill it up with water, and it squirted water. He played with that forever.
I'm sure his mother really appreciated that on the carpet.
That's an outdoor toy, Austin. Yeah, take it outside. No squirting the dog.
There we go.
So it got around to us about to open presents about an hour or so we were, and he had to work earlier in the day, and then he came home, and I didn't think we were exchanging gifts because he's just gotten to the age. He's never ever gotten me a present. And he's still young. He's still trying to find his path. And I get it. But there was a present under the tree for my wife, for me. And I'm like, son of a... And it literally was like a nightmare scenario come true. So we made up some excuse while we had to go to the store. And then we're walking through the store as quickly as we can trying to find something. But I told my wife, no matter what we get him, it's not going to be as thoughtful as I want it to be. He loved it. We got him this great pullover, and he wore it for the rest of the day. From what I understand, he wore it the next day. He loved, but it didn't feel thoughtful to me. Has that ever happened to you, where you've gotten somewhere and you realize there's a present under the tree for you, but you haven't gotten that person something? And what do you do in that situation?
It actually hasn't. I haven't had that bad luck, but commensurately, I've gotten my wife's things where I thought I was going to just like hit it straight out of the park.
Uh-huh.
And all I got was a,
oh,
that's very nice. And I mean, and I saved for 1 year. I saved for this. It was this nice set of a ruby ring and ruby earrings. We'd only been married a few years, and I didn't know that she didn't give a rat's butt about rubies.
Okay.
I thought they're so very pretty, and they match her color and their eyes, and then I can't wait to give this to us. And I told my daughter, and she's like, yeah, that's so good. And we're going to – and she opened it up and was like, oh, that's really
– that's a tough way to find out.
Oh, man. That is what it is. And you know, we've been married 30 years. We're pretty good at it now. But, God, that must have been quite the revelation. Seeing that present.
Yeah, my heart sank.
We don't have...
What? Does anyone need anything from the store? We got a...
We're out of soda, right?
Yeah.
Out the
Somebody
door.
Somebody say we need something.
Ice, we need ice.
Give us an excuse.
God bless you, my friend. But your heart was in the right place, and you covered it. Well, here we are, man. The year is ending. God, I can't believe... Didn't it just start? I can't believe that this year is almost over. And it's been a crazy, crazy year. And I kept looking up top 10 lists of things that have happened.
Okay.
And that's kind of where my head is right now. I've got a top 10, but I'm just going to look at the five because some of yours might fall somewhere else.
I think I may just comment on yours if you don't mind. That'll be great. I'm so not good at trying to think of, okay, was that this year or was that last year?
I had to look one of those up. I kept thinking the Hawaii fires were – oh, that was this year. Okay, that was this year.
I did that with celebrities that have passed all the time. It's like, didn't that person just die? No, that was 15 years ago that person passed. Really?
Really? I'm still watching his show. No, but in fact, the Hawaii fires didn't even make my top 10. That was 11.
Okay.
But – yeah, I mean, what a year it has been, Michael. What a year. I took some from here and some from there. I didn't agree with one of the stupid lists was Mario Brothers was released. Really? That was number one for you? Get a job.
Well, let's play a little game with this. Since I don't have a list and you do, let me see how many in the top 10 I can come up with.
Let's hear it.
All right. So, and I'm only going to guess this one because I was listening to a station when I was in Pacific Grove, and they were doing the top 10 events that happened that year. And I think it was in relation to the person of the year.
There we go.
Before that came out, and it was obviously announced it was Taylor Swift. But one of the suggestions was that they were mulling over were the actors that went on strike. So I would say one of the items on the list has to be the actors' strike.
It actually isn't.
It isn't on the list?
No, these are more like hard newsy.
That was, though. And for no other reason, the actors and the writers were on strike at the same time. The last time that was happening, like the 50s.
And certainly more importantly than that, it put off the release of Stranger Things. And no, I can't have that. But I didn't pick that
now
one.
I have to call into question everything on this list if that's not on there.
All right.
So more newsy than that. I was going to say Taylor Swift actually being the... No, you're shaking. All right, I'm just going to ask for a full review. Go ahead and...
Should I go back to front?
Tell me what you got.
This is what I have, okay? And I know 10 is not... Actually, the Hawaii fires probably should be number 10, but I have... India passing China is the world's most populous country. It actually is... Earlier this year, they're anticipated to have surpassed China's making it the most populous country in the world. And that's been a big deal because I think we all always think about China being the biggest country in the world. And, well, not anymore.
All right. Now, since you mentioned that, let me take back another challenge. Did Pepsi overtaking Coke in? No, that didn't make it either. Okay.
But, you know, because my son gets a 12-pack of soda every week, I think I know why.
Because
Coca-Cola is all no, but God knows he drinks enough of it. Huh. Coca-Cola is always every week more expensive than Pepsi. There's always a sale on the Pepsi 12 packs or cases. I mean, always.
And I swear there's a conspiracy because most fast food restaurants you go to outside of, I think, KFC, they all have Coke products. So you get fast food, you get hooked on Coke, not Pepsi. Coke knows that. They're going to charge a little bit more when you actually get it at the store.
So back to 9 global temps, shattering records, the hottest ever year.
I think you could have said that last year and the year before that and the year before that.
Rolling forward, that makes sense. At 8, and I'm using this now a lot in what I do for a living, artificial intelligence.
Yes, I
offering promise and peril.
I think a lot of it because I know a few people in Hollywood, and one of them is a director, and he and I have had many conversations. I kind of defer to him because that was one of the big sticking points with the actor strike and the writer's strike specifically was fear that producers are just going to say, give me a script for a Hollywood blockbuster. Ding! Well, there you go. And it's done, literally, because of artificial intelligence. They have safeguards in their contracts now that squash that as best they can. It's going to be a very interesting road moving forward. I get it being newsworthy. I'm just, for me personally, I am not a fan of it at all. I don't have any of the apps on my phone. I try not to use it. I don't think I have unless I've done it by accident.
Well, the good news is somebody here at the radio station that writes a lot of our commercials, I have used ChatGPT. And here's the good news. It takes you in a direction, but it's always pure cheese. You could never just use what you get. Mm-hmm. It's just most of the time it's just a good direction with fluff.
Okay.
And that's how it's written. But you can make fixes like make an ironic version of, make a funny version of. But they just always seem to come off cheese. So right now, it's not dialed in well enough for you to have to worry about, this script was 100% generated by AI. I don't think that's going to happen right now. 7 just makes me angry, but not angry, but since you mentioned Hollywood, the Barbenheimer phenomenon.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, was Barbenheimer a thing? Yeah, and there's no definitive answer for why movie fans latched onto the idea of it. But I think it's because the movies were so 100% diametrically opposed in their presentation and audiences.
Not only that, and ultimately Barbie turned out to be the number one movie of the year. Oppenheimer was the number one rated R movie of the year. And rated R movies never perform as well as PG or PG-13 movies specifically.
I loved the way they presented his moral fight and just how he was just racked with, I can do this, but should I?
Yeah, I have not seen it yet. I am going to. Obviously, you won't ruin much for me.
My theory is if I wait this long
on seeing a movie, you could tell me everything you want about it. That's on me at this point.
Well, if you're anything like me, you're like, hey, I'll see it on Netflix.
Darth Vader is Luke Skywalker's father.
He is not.
There's a statute of limitations as far as being able to talk about movies. Oppenheimer, we are past that limit.
That's fair, and I appreciate that in terms of friendship. 6 is where I have Russia and Ukraine war spilling into the second year.
Okay.
And, the war that, in my humble estimation, that never should be, and it would seem it still seems like they're kind of winning Ukraine. But at what cost?
Yeah.
So it's really not a winning. But what an absolute mess there. And commensurately at 5, the civil war racking Sudan. What a mess there as well. Trying to remove the long-serving ruler Omar al-Bashir. And it caused the conflict and a mess there. 4 was everybody. For 4 minutes, everybody talked about number 4. That was the lost submersible that went down. The Titan submersible.
I went down rabbit hole after rabbit hole with YouTube videos shortly after that happened to find out, looking for video of what it may have looked like had it happened.
I saw all of
how it could have happened and why did it happen in this case. And yeah, I spent more than 4 minutes on it.
and the good news is for every one of those I saw, there's really a 99.99% chance that that's how quickly they died.
Yeah.
Because of the overpressure.
And for their sake and their family's sake, you hope it was that quick that they did not. I've listened to, and again, one of my deep dives on YouTube, I listened to an account of the communications that they had with the surface. It wasn't audible, but it was read, the transcript of some communications. They were aware of some issues, but they're not issues that they hadn't had on previous excursions. So I'm hoping they thought, okay, we have an issue. We have an issue on every single trip. This is just this trip's issue. I mean, saw Apollo 13, right. They even joke on that. This is mission's little mishap. And it was something very early on in the mission. Then, of course, they had a huge one, which almost kept them from coming home. But in that case, it was, okay, well, maybe this is just what's going to happen this time around. Not to worry. We're fine. Next thing you know, they're not.
Yeah. Number three, I'm excited about this one, the space race heating up. I was such a big Apollo fan back in the day when we went to the moon. And, I mean, here we go again. Large bets being placed on space by both nations and businesses. There's the difference this time. Mm-hmm. It's not just NASA, USA versus Russia. It's every billionaire and let's go. And it's just so different. And, of course, NASA hoping to get back by 2025 with that big, big, big rocket they're still having trouble with.
I think most investors in X, formerly Twitter, is hoping that Elon Musk is on a one-way trip to Mars so that he can get his hands off X and just let it be what it's going to be because, geez, I mean, I don't know. That would have been another one of my quote-unquote big stories from this year that obviously is not in your list, I'm guessing.
It was at the bottom. It rattled around in the 20. I definitely thought about that. It was a big changeover.
That was... For the longest time in putting my show together every single morning, Twitter and then X, though that was my go-to site for especially for a lot of the news stuff. I noticed after a while, and it's less and less now, CNN, Fox News, MSN, what's the entertainment site?
TMZ.
TMZ. They would post stuff there first. Before it would actually get onto their sites, because you had 140 some odd characters, so it was a breaking news, and then you would get the little nugget of something there. So I would have it and know, okay, I shouldn't talk about this yet until I see it at another site, because we're not a news station, obviously, but something to be aware of. If I see this happen somewhere else, then I know maybe I should jump on and say, big news, Michael Jackson has just passed. Or I'll even say, Twitter is reporting or right. X is reporting. I don't even go to X anymore.
Yeah. Well, it was always, as a show prep guy doing a show on the radio, if I was stuck and I didn't know what to say over a certain artist's intro, you could go to their Twitter.
Yeah.
And 8 out of 10 times, they might have said something pretty funny or leaked a little bit of news. Oh, here comes the Vegas residency we didn't know anything about or whatever. Or some Blake Shelton was a classic. Like every other Twitter, it's hilarious. And so if I'm stuck, you go, Eddie, but there, that was true about that.
Another one of the artists that we play on My 97.5, Dionne Warwick, got into Twitter hard just before the switch to X. And she, talk about someone who had no filter. I would go down rabbit holes with her tweets all the time and then read the comments. And she would comment on some of the comments every once in a while. She was great.
Number two, the earthquake in Turkey and Syria, that huge, powerful earthquake. I didn't realize that it killed 67,000 people. I didn't realize it was that horrendous, but in Turkey and Syria. And number one for me, and still is, the Israel-Hamas war. That has in one big, giant event, that just changed everything in that part of the world.
Yeah.
Just changed everything, and it's still going on, and they're not slowing down, and they're not going to slow down, I can tell. And it's just, for someone who doesn't have, I'm not invested in either side per se, it's hard to watch because my wife can't watch the news. She just can't stand it. Watching the kids get stolen away from that festival was more than she could handle. And, it's just getting worse and worse, and it doesn't look like either side is winning per se. I mean, obviously one has the stronger military, but it's just hard to watch.
It is, and I'll be honest, I've been unplugged from that particular conflict to even weigh in one side or the other. I'm sure Hamas thought they had their reasons for the catalyst that started this and the kidnapping at that music festival. I haven't heard what that is or was. Yeah, when it comes to news events, especially one that is still going on, I would have had earlier on, obviously, the first half of this year, it was still what's going on in Ukraine. But in one day, that went from top of the list to where did you have it on yours now?
Yeah. Oh, good point. Six.
Yeah, so had that not happened, it still would have been definitely top three, I would have thought.
Yeah, their president seemed like he was on the news every third news report. And I can understand why. If I were he, I would be reaching out to every reach I can, as small as they are, against a country that they're fighting. Tough stab. That's what I have. Did I miss anything? Well, you'd let me know the one or two.
Yeah, I would definitely have said, because it was newsworthy in the fact that it hadn't happened since the 50s or maybe early 60s. And especially with it tying into one of the things that you brought up, AI.
Yeah.
Since that was the big catalyst for the strike on both sides of the equation. It's even still affecting things, from what I understand, that a lot of the shows that are going to be coming out spring are going to have abbreviated schedules. And like you said, with Netflix and Stranger Things, that being delayed, and to say nothing of how much it's delaying the Marvel Cinematic Universe as well, and everything going on with DC. So... you almost wish there was a multiverse that did not have that strike, so we would know exactly what would we be getting at this point.
Yeah, it's going to be Stranger Things 5, the college years, if this goes any longer. So I don't know. Well, that's my look, and I'm sure you have listeners have some too. If you have any comments, we'd love to know. Here we are. My gosh, our 21st one. 22 will be into the next year. And it's on you, sir.
Yeah, if you don't mind, I'm going to go out and buy my nephew Austin another Christmas present now. So.